Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Tuesday. If you're listening to this, it's a Monday if you're watching, or it's whatever fucking day you decided to pick this up. You know, I don't really, as long as you're listening, that's all I care about. You can listen to this on a Wednesday, you know, shit, a Thursday, but don't Friday. You know, there's better shit to do than listen to us on a Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening just in general, though. My name is Steve. You know me. And you know the rest of the crew. You have Amelia, Edward, and Denzel. Guys, how are you guys doing this week?
Doing great, man. I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I'm currently in limbo, you know.
Oh.
I'm on call for jury duty. So I'm in this constant, you know. I'm in this constant call back after 5 p.m. bullshit that keeps happening. And, you know, if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But, right, yeah, I'm in limbo, you know.
Wait, isn't it just like a you call them once and that's it?
Nah. Not if you're on call.
Yeah.
I've only ever had to call once.
I believe sometimes they release you without having to call and check in. But this time for me, and I could be wrong, but this time for me, I'm on call. So I guess maybe if something happens to one of the jurors who was selected, you know, and they need me to come in and pinch hit, you know, for like, you know, to throw in some baseball terms for you, Steve, because you're a big Dodger fan. They need me to come in, they need me to pinch hit, you know, they need me to slap dingers. I'm ready to step inside the batter's box. I'm ready to hit some dingers, you know.
A real dinger derby.
Absolutely. And that's courthouse talk for everybody out there listening.
And for Denzel, because you're not as much of a football fan or a baseball fan. You're more of a basketball fan. It is subbing in is what he's doing.
Gotcha. Okay.
And for Amelia, since you're not a sports fan, but you are an anime fan, it is like when everyone was trying to fight Majin Buu, and it was down to Trunks and Gotenks or it's like that.
Continue. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
That was it.
Hey, Amelia, have you even really seen Dragon Ball Z like that?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so. Anyway.
A beautiful thing.
It was worth trying.
You tried, Steve. I'm proud of you for trying. I am proud of you for trying, but I definitely was like, she ain't fucking seen Dragon Ball Z.
I also don't even know if the information was right that I just said.
You were close. You were close.
I've also never seen it. I've only watched those two episodes on a Friday night in 2002 when I was visiting my family. Guys, so last week we did the tournament of the summer hits of the 2010s. Mm-hmm. And so I said that we would do the 2000s to 2009 today. And I was going through the list and I was like, man, the original list was not a very good list. So I found a larger list. But the problem with the larger list is that we have more songs. 22 songs this time around instead of 16. And the best part is I had to leave certain ones out. One of the ones that hurts me the most, there's some honorable mention ones. I'll tell you right now before we get to the list. Honorable mentions, Kelly Rowland and Nelly with Dilemma, and Right There by Chingy. It's because I saw that on the list and I was like, oh my.
And you thought of me right away because I'm a big Chingy fan.
I think that would have been your St.
Louis, St. Lunatics.
Yeah. But without further ado, let's look at the songs that did make the list. And you'll see this as a different list because, from what I learned last week, you don't like the way that the brackets are always set up because you think it's some, like, I'm setting it up so that my champions would win. So mm-hmm. now we're just looking at the hardcore bulk list before we even make a bracket. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at some beautiful. Hard listing. So hard list goes. Confessions Part 2 by Usher.
I mean, you started with a banger.
Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Another banger.
We Belong Together, Mariah Carey.
You know, one of those.
Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Banger.
Try Again by Aaliyah.
I mean, am I supposed to say bangers for all of them? I'm going to stop.
I know there will be some that you won't say it, and I look forward to those. Slow Motion by Juvenile. Hips Don't Lie by Shakira. Yes. Magic Stick by Lil' Kim and 50 Cent. Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Call of Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie. It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas. You Remind Me by Usher. Let Me Blow Your Mind by even Gwen Stefani. Umbrella by Rihanna. I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado.
Mm-hmm.
Hot in Her by Nelly. Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
And is Hot in Her spelled me. Right? Is that how you spelled it in the original yeah. title?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Continue.
And then I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. But that is our bracket. I could have just done that. All right, so we are going to shuffle the seeds. You see this, right? Everyone sees this button?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shuffle the seeds. It's saying continue with seed shuffling. I say, okay. It's going to pull up the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, this is a weird ass bracket now because the numbers are off. It's not an official like 16 or 24. It's 22. So we are starting the tournament. So we have some buy-ins. We have some buy-ins out here that have to work harder than the other ones. So let's look at some of the buy-in brackets. The buy-in brackets go Lollipop, Lil Wayne versus Crazy in Love by Beyonce. Magic Stick versus Let Me Blow Your Mind. Try Again, Aaliyah versus Usher's You Remind Me. And Crazy by Gnarls Barkley versus Confessions Part 2 by Usher. That sucks for a lot of these songs are really good. And they have to work a lot harder now just to get into the regular tournament. It kind of feels like NBA's buy-in season. How do you guys feel about it so far?
Some tough matchups. I'll tell you that much.
I agree. Some of these, you know, again, Steve, I'm going to throw some baseball, you know, jargon at you. This is the wild card round. You know, these guys are buying in for the playoffs. And, you know, some of these teams, some of these songs, they don't deserve to be here, you know? Maybe they had some injuries along the way. Maybe they suffered a couple bad calls from the umps. You know, regardless of the fact, they're in a position they don't want to be in, but there's a lot of potential in there for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we already did the basketball reference.
Playing games. Yes.
So Denzel knows exactly what it is. Amelia, you don't watch sports and you watch anime. So this is kind of like the Chunin exams. That before you officially reach the tournament of the tuning exams, you have to have the preliminary fights to get into the tournament of it. So it's the ones that you see Naruto go up against Kiba or Rock Lee versus Gaara. So hopefully that helps you understand it a little bit more.
I'm actually proud of you for that one. That was actually a pretty good like explanation, yeah, because there was too many of them that passed that original test, so they made them fight. That was actually pretty good. I'm proud of you for that one. I didn't know where you were going with that at first, But then you brought it together in the end. So, you know, yeah. I'm good.
Thank you. I try. I try with my anime analogies, but those are the only two I know. All right. Let's get started with our wild card / buy-in / preliminary tune-in exam tournament. Lollipop versus Crazy in Love. Guys, how do we feel?
Anyone want to go first or should I?
I'm going to go.
I'm going to go Lollipop.
I'm also going to go Lollipop.
Oh.
So.
To kill the suspense, I'm also going to go Lollipop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And here's why. I feel like as great a song as Crazy in Love is, in the pantheon of Beyoncé songs, I don't think it may be as high as Lollipop is in the pantheon of Lil Wayne songs, if that makes sense.
Okay. So this is one of the best Lil Wayne songs versus this wouldn't hit the top 10 of Beyoncé songs.
And I'm not saying it's not a great song. It's a tremendous song. I just think Lollipop is a better Lil Wayne song than Crazy in Love is a Beyoncé song.
Okay. Yeah,
but again, it's a fantastic song. Tremendous song. Shouldn't be in the wild card round also.
Yeah,
it should not be in this place. Sucks.
Yeah.
But you saw me hit the shuffle. I'm an innocent boy.
Look at you copping, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's nice trouble. Yeah, because that Lil Wayne song is from the Carter 3. And Crazy in Love is what? That's like early in, it's like the beginning of Beyonce's dominance.
From that album, I think it was called Crazy in Love.
Yeah, that's.
That doesn't
if it was something from Lemonade, boy, Lil Wayne probably would have went down. I'm not gonna lie to you.
also, rest in peace to Static Major.
For sure.
Chorus and that hook.
Chorus?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I don't want to get a copyright strike, just like we did in the
last
video. Oh yeah. For the listeners, and the viewers at home, we definitely got a lot of copyright strikes on us. From every media outlet because of the pumped up kicks. But we fought them and we won. I had my lawyer go and talk to Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in the clear. We're not blocked.
Very good. Very, very good.
Amelia, what are your thoughts? Would you have voted for Crazy in Love?
Yeah, I would have. I still would.
Yeah.
Nice to hear.
Yeah.
I look forward to trying to figure out how we do a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Maybe I'll just call someone. Like, I'll pull up someone on my phone and ask them. But we don't have to worry about that right now because Lollipop is going on in a near sweep. Well, there's no near sweeps at this point. There's just straight up, they moved on. And speaking of moving on, our second buy-in matchup is Magic Stick versus Let Me Blow Your Mind.
To be honest with you, I don't even remember Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Oh,
So I'm gonna automatically go Magic Stick because I know that song. I know Oh, that's Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still Magic Stick.
Still Magic Stick? Oh, man. See, I love that song. So I'm actually voting Let Me Blow Your Mind.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Magic Stick has sort of become, you know, it's become ingrained in our culture, in our language now.
Mm-hmm.
Was 50 and Kim, were they the originators of this, or was this was there a previous Magic Stick that I'm not remembering or aware of, or were they the originators of the Magic Stick?
I'm pretty sure they are, but I could be wrong, okay. And I most likely am.
And let me pose the same question to "Let Me Blow Your Mind" by Even Gwen Stefani. Was the concept of "Let Me Blow Your Mind" was that an original topic or an original concept? Or was it originated somewhere else?
I think that was in like
in the zeitgeist of the of,
yeah
of,
in the zeitgeist, because it's like, oh, it'll blow your mind, like.
Okay, then I'm gonna have to go with magic stick. I'm gonna have to go with magic stick. I'm sorry, Eve. I'm sorry, Gwen. I'm sorry, Blake Shelton. No.
So that's nice funny. Of you to include him.
Amelia, you're make or break again, or not for the first time this show. How are you voting?
You know, I was not a big 50 Cent fan. I felt like he was very, very aggressive, like rapping.
Well, that's hip hop.
Like, yeah, I think I definitely didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it in my youth, but I do love me Gwen Stefani. So,
first tiebreaker of the show.
I think it's gonna be a first tiebreaker. Yeah,
beautiful.
I do just want to clear one thing up. Magic Stick is actually Lil Kim's song, and 50 Cent is the featuring artist.
Yeah,
which if you know, Lil Kim, that's right up her alley. Actually,
it really is. She was the original one who was like doing, like, she was holding it down. She walked so that Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B and Nicki Minaj could run. So she really doesn't get enough respect there. But with that being said, let's see who I can call upon.
What about Trina? I know she's not part of this.
Trina?
Can we also shout out Trina? Because I remember she was on the remix to I think she's on the Right There remix with her and Jermaine Dupri, if I'm not mistaken. I know I'm taking a left turn when we should be going straight, but I also did want to give, you know, acknowledgement to the fabulous Trina.
Man, listen, Trina, boy, to this day.
But Steve, what are we doing for this tiebreaker? Are you calling someone?
I'm looking at trying to call someone who I think would know.
Uh-huh.
Who these artists are. And if anyone else wants to call it to see, or see if they could call in or call someone that might know, what's Danny up to?
No idea. Call him. See what he's doing.
I don't know if he's going to answer me.
Just call him.
Okay.
It'll be a fun experiment, you know? The classic thing that podcasts do. No, we're going to keep it right here. This classic thing the podcast do. We're like, hey, you're on the podcast. You're on the Finger Guns podcast. So I'll let you know.
Can you guys hear it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not going to answer. I don't know if it's because of you.
It most likely is.
What are you going to do?
Ed, you might have to call.
Please leave your message for...
Nah.
What?
You got shafted.
What a shame.
You're shafted. Why don't we flip a coin? That might be the easiest, huh?
Yeah.
The wheel? Mm-hmm. Maybe flipping a coin might be the best. Yeah, I could bring up a coin. Like a flip a coin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
Amelia, so while you do that, Steve, let me talk to Amelia real quick.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven 50 Cent for his aggression? Or is it still an ongoing beef between you and Curtis?
No. I've definitely forgiven him. I think I was too young to appreciate the artistry. And what he actually meant by taking someone to the candy shop.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what? Take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
Let you lick the valley. In
the club. I now know it.
In the club. Go ahead. Finish that statement, because I'm pretty sure my statement will only vibe off of that as well.
It was this greatest birthday song of all time right there. That's...
All
Where
right.
Are we going?
I mean, the screen is... Okay, there we go.
What is heads and what is tails?
Hey, dummy, why don't you just put it on the webs on the computer?
Because I didn't want to, like, have to share the screen and then unshare the screen and then share it for a new page.
All right, let's just do it in the order. Magic stick is heads. Whatchamacallit is tails.
Okay.
You got it?
Oh. Yeah, no, we're flipping. Yeah, there you are. Even them one. All right.
Let me blow your mind.
All right. With that being said, the coin chose the lady. Oh, well, they're both ladies, so it works out. Let me blow your mind. Moves on. Oh, this one's going to be a tough matchup.
You try remind me.
Again, Aaliyah versus You Remind Me.
You Remind Me.
I was also going to say You Remind Me.
I love Aaliyah, but You Remind Me.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
How does the chorus of You Remind Me go like again?
You remind me of a girl that I once knew.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to finish it?
I stopped right there because I never knew what that next collection of words were.
See her face whenever I look at you. That's
okay. See, I don't hear see her face. I don't know what I hear, so I just go, "Se va mi son."
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah.
So, it's 2-0 so far. What? How are you guys gonna vote?
I'm waiting for Amelia. I want to draw out the anticipation a little bit because my vote might surprise
me. I feel bad because I don't know any Aaliyah songs. I didn't grow up with Aaliyah.
But so, hey, no, that's not a problem. By default, then that means that you're just gonna vote. You Remind Me.
Oh, okay.
That happens. You know, not everyone listens to like the songs that are on these lists.
Yeah.
How are you voting?
I was gonna vote for Aaliyah. I was gonna try again. And I'm using the same logic that I use for Beyonce and Lil Wayne. And I feel like Usher has so many more songs that I love and enjoy more than You Remind Me. This doesn't stack up. But it's still, again,
that's really
it's still,
nice. It's still fair. Like,
no, I know, I know. But I know, which is why I said it might surprise you a little bit. But yeah, I think You Remind Me, as good of a song it is. I like Try Again more.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. And if it was Rock the Boat, I would have easily voted that over
You Remind Me. I mean, an absolute talk about fucking bangers, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, but back to what we were saying about In the Club. To finish that statement. That and Back That Ass Up are maybe two of the greatest songs where the moment you hear it, it's like nothing is changing in the world. You know, you're back in the same place of when it was first released, when you first heard it for the first time. And that hot ass intro to Back That Ass. I mean, it goes on. Let's talk about these two songs.
I do remember that. Maybe we'll do a summer hit one until, because I think that'll be the finish because we weren't born before that.
We should just do a tournament of power for just top nasty songs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know,
I'm with that. I respect I'm with that all the way.
But some could say that crazy is a synonym to nasty. And funny enough, that is in the next matchup. Crazy by Gnarls Barkley versus Confessions Part 2 by Usher.
Listen, man. I'm going Confessions Part 2. All the way.
As am I. And this is where my logic is flawed that I was using earlier.
Because how many songs do they have?
One of the greatest songs ever. But I mean, Confessions is just too good. Confessions Part 2 defies logic.
Because we don't even need Confessions Part 1.
Agreed.
I mean,
Amelia, have you heard Confessions Part 1? You're looking at me like I'm like I just said some leper shit. Like, have you heard Confessions Part 1?
This is where I feel like my age is being shown, because I know that there's two parts, but I know I've only heard one.
Which it's probably Confessions Part 2.
That's what I figured. So that's why I'm like...
And listen, like, do if I you remember that? Someone, if you remember someone rapping fast on it, you might have heard the remix with Twista.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that one.
I just remember that was on the, I remember that was like on the deluxe edition of Confessions,
yeah,
of his album. And also, quickly to touch on Confessions, the album. I mean, you stack that up against pretty much any album ever released.
That's a great
album. And, you know, track for track, hit for hit, bangers for bangers. It's one of the top albums of all time.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous album right there.
Agreed. Agreed.
I mean, dangerous.
How good is my bull? Oh, man. I mean, my bull. Yeah. I mean, we didn't even talk about another song where you fucking play it and it's, you know, all hell breaks loose. You know, get on the dance floor, cut a rug on somebody.
Bad Girl.
That's a good one too.
Red Light.
I'm gonna vote. I'm gonna vote Confessions.
Burn.
And it sucks to say, because I really was like, I think Gnarls Barkley might be one of my champions, but Confessions Part Two is just.
I'm a
huge Usher person. Like, I fucking love him. So, I'm putting Usher through this entire tournament. Amelia, what's your vote? Did you want to vote crazy? Because your age?
Because
all right, clean sweep for Usher.
Well deserved, by the way. Well deserved. Also, shout out to Usher, Luda, and Snoop Dogg for hopping on the Peaches remix. You know?
That's true.
I just saw that it dropped.
One of the things that hurts me the most is that Lovers and Friends isn't on here. I would have shot that to the fucking moon.
Yeah, but not an Usher song.
Yeah. Our next matchup is Viva La Vida versus Promiscuous.
I am not super familiar with anything Coldplay, so I'm just gonna go on ahead and give a vote to Promiscuous, because I fucks with Nelly Furtado, and there's a part of me that respects the fact that when she became a mom, she was like, yeah, I'm done with this, like, with music. She's like, I'm just gonna go be a mom. Yeah. I just kind of like respect that. And the industry just let her go because they're like, oh, yeah, we can't fight that. I'm gonna be a mom.
I think so.
At one time,
as good as Promiscuous as Nelly Furtado was, because, and even now, like, I'll still play it, and it's a great time. Coldplay's Viva La Vida is not that. Like, it's not a banger. It's not something you're going to play at the club or not even in a fucking coffee shop. But, like, that song literally sold iPods. Like, that song was, like, the biggest thing that happened to Coldplay. And they've had really good songs.
I know. They have.
Here's the thing is that for me, I don't even like that song as much as I like Promiscuous, but I'm voting Viva La Vida because of just that pure influence of what that song meant to that year, what they used that song for.
It's that song. I just played it on my phone. Yeah. I didn't realize what song it was. Yeah, I'm still going Promiscuous. Anyway.
At least you understand. So it's not like a crazy like argument. So like, wow, I didn't know what that was. Yeah.
Now, really quickly, for me, both of these songs are kind of, they're similar in a sense where, upon first hearing, you know, who made the song, it's kind of a shift from what you knew of the artist before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think of The Scientist, you think of Yellow, songs of, you know, from Coldplay. And then Nelly Furtado, obviously, you think, you know, I'm Like a Bird, one of my dad's favorite songs. And, you know, and then Promiscuous comes along, and it comes in that moment in time where Timbaland was working both with Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And they had like this weird trifecta going on, which was Banger City. But I will say that I, in honor of my father, Promiscuous is going to get my vote.
Wow.
Can I just big up Nelly Furtado real quick? Just really quick.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't made music, right, in over, what, a decade now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take a guess at like what her monthly listeners are on Spotify.
15 mil.
I'm going to say 2 mil.
Okay, Steve says 2. Edward says 15. I mean, just take a guess.
I'll
just make music.
The 1 mil.
$1. $1, Bob.
Okay, 1 mil. Her monthly listenership is, I'll just say 13.4. I'll just round it up for the rest of it.
13.4 mil?
Yeah, I'm technically rounding down, yeah, because she has 13,416,551.
I know Nelly Furtado, or do I not know Nelly Furtado?
That's fucking nuts, bro.
I mean,
so not
that.
Like she did release. Like, there is a Nelly Furtado loose expanded edition that released like 2021, but it's nothing but like remastered versions of the old songs and blah blah blah. Loose came out in 2006, bro.
That's nuts.
2006.
I mean, listen, me and my dad are both proud of Nelly. The old adage, you know, the sins of thy father, you know. I know this knowledge because of my father, obviously.
2006. But
Amelia, how are you going to vote?
Okay. Promiscuous, duh. Because that's the last finger. All
right, easy peasy. Absolutely. With that being said, Nelly Furtado, so moves
you
on.
You asked the question of, like, when is the right time to play Viva? Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida.
It's at a pep rally, and the marching band is playing it.
If you,
you're the flautist or the clarinet player.
That's
yeah.
a good. That's a good point. That is a good moment to play it. That is. You a know really what Viva La Vida moment.
Sounds like for me? It sounds like their like Coldplay's entrance song. Like they're coming on stage to perform.
That's just
playing in the background. Because it's not their best song by far, but it is sort of a song that you associate with them, almost like a mascot, if you will.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of there playing the background, like, oh, I know this is Coldplay, and then they, you know, they set up, and then it's like, all right, man, let me give you guys some real stuff.
That's fair. That yeah. With that being said, I think with that I have to agree. Yeah, Nelly Furtado, you got your. But here's the thing. Speaking of another Nelly, our next match
going back to back
is "Hot and Her" by Nelly versus "I Kissed the Girl" by Katy Perry.
Yeah,
this is my champion. This is my fucking good champion.
It's a good champion. "Hot and Her" is back to back Nellys. Another St. Louis great, by the way.
That's true. Amelia, who are you voting for?
I don't think I've heard "Hot in Her."
It's so hot in here. We're so hot in. It's getting hot in here. So
take off all
your clothes. I am getting so hot.
You get another strike. You sound just like him.
Yeah, I got
it. Nice. "Kiss a Girl" was very.
Can you sing that one also, Steve? I don't know if he remembers.
Yeah.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
Is cherry chapstick
so wrong?
Is cherry chapstick like the bomb? Like, I feel like whenever chapstick is involved, it's always cherry.
I think it's just because it's easy to rhyme. Cherry's easy to rhyme.
Just to fill it in.
It's just an easy one to rhyme, and it's like a basic one. Everybody's like, "Ooh, cherry, okay."
The sales of cherry chapstick did go up after that song.
I'm sure.
Listen, I'm sure lip gloss went up after Lil Mama came out with lip. You know.
Do you know what happened? Cool. Do you know what happened? Global warming happened after "Hot and Her." So, you know,
very
talk
true.
About global impact in the world. Oh, if some chapstick went up in sales, sure. But the temperature of the world has only gotten warmer. This song is legitimately the end of our civilization.
Then, of course, I can't support that. So I'm going to pick I Kissed a Girl. All
okay. right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are the last vote.
I am. And I've got one thing to tell you, Steve. You're going to need that coin flipper because I'm definitely going I Kissed a Girl.
Explain yourself.
I like
Cotton Hill. Let's go.
I really, really do. But I don't know, man. I Kissed a Girl. Like when it came on, I was like, hey, this is, hey. It surprised me that I enjoyed it as much as I did. And I guess that's the thing. Nelly was like, I mean, of course I'm going to like that. Especially the video was banging. And I mean, it had a lot of fine ass black women in it, just in shaking and vibrating. Yeah. No. I'm talking about the Nelly one. But it was just something about that song, and I was like, hey, you know what? I fuck with this song.
Isn't it really surprised you were back then when you first heard the song? I am just as surprised now. Are you picking that song over on?
Yeah,
I am just as surprised. But get the coin flip.
Also a part of me that just wanted to see the coin flip again to see what would happen.
They shake their tail feather. Nelly's song will be Tails, and then Katy Perry's will be Head. All right, the coin has been flipped, and it's Tails.
Oh, all right. All right.
Just like that. Woo. Yeah. How lucky. You know,
the universe giveth, the universe taketh away.
It did.
This time in reverse.
I didn't see how that would go.
Well, with that being said, Nelly's Hot in Here went through by a thread.
By the way, I hope that the final two songs come down to a tie. And the winner of this whole tournament has to be a
coin flip.
I would love it. I would love it so much.
All right. So the buy-in is done. And here we have our normal tournament now. It's Slow Motion by Juvenile versus Lollipop, which is going to be crazy. Holla Back Girl versus We Belong Together. Hips Don't Lie versus Let Me Blow Your Mind. Boom Boom Pow versus You Remind Me. It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC versus Confessions Part 2. Complicated Avril Lavigne versus Umbrella by Rihanna. Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie versus Promiscuous Nelly Furtado. I Got a Feeling Black Eyed Peas versus Hot and Hurt Nelly. That's a heavy hitting.
Let's go. Let's just get it going. I'm voting for Slow Motion. I'm voting for Slow Motion.
Slow Motion versus Lollipop.
I'm voting Slow Motion because I like it like that. That song. Ooh, man.
It's so good. Slow Motion is such a good fucking song. It's unfair. It's so unfair that I have to vote against it. I have to go with Lollipop.
Yo!
I know.
I like this.
It kills me a little bit. But I'm sticking with it. That goddamn Static Major hook chorus. It's just always in my fucking head.
It's a good song.
Slow Motion is a certified banger, though. Goddamn.
How are you feeling, Amelia? Wait.
I don't know how Slow Motion goes.
I like that. Working that back. I don't know how to act. It's so good.
Slow motion.
Let me put it to you this way, Amelia. Just really quick. Let me break down the biggest difference between these two songs. For Lollipop, the chorus and the verse, they're both really good, and they make that song phenomenal. I'm going to be completely honest with you about Slow Motion. We only give a fuck about the chorus. The rest of the song could be whatever the fuck it is, but that chorus slaps so hard with that beat and the thing. It's just I like his man. It just, I don't know what he says in the rest of the song. I mean, and I've been listening to the song for years. I can't sing the lyrics along with it. I don't know, but I know that that man comes in with, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know. It's relatable for me because I don't know how to act when she's working that back like that.
I hope you pick slow motion. I want to go down with the ship of Lollipop because I also love slow motion, but I have to go down with the sinking ship.
I'm actually voting Lollipop.
Ooh.
Let me listen to this one real quick. You guys talk amongst
yourselves. No. Yeah. Mute your mic then. Yeah.
So I'll tell you why I voted for Lollipop, and it's more sentimental than anything. When I was a freshman, we blasted that shit in at homecoming, like in the limo. We had ourselves a good fucking time. I normally really don't like Lil Wayne, but like something about that song I enjoy. So for me, it's really hard for me to Amelia's feeling it. We might have another tiebreaker.
Slow Motion is such a good fucking song. Slow Motion is such a good fucking song.
It is a really good song. I'm just saying, man. It's the goddamn the way that motherfucker comes in. Ooh,
there's Trump. You guys forgot to mention that there's that trumpet in that song.
Listen, that motherfucker slaps to the high heaven.
Get the fucking coin flip out, babe.
Amelia, are you voting for Slow Motion?
Yeah, you that trumpet. As soon as I heard it, I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah,
that's what, and it makes you go, "Oh, I like it like that."
All right. Well, since she worked, well, all right. I'm gonna flip it two times before, so it's like super random. I don't want it to be like, oh, like, you know, it didn't vote, whatever. I'm gonna say, Lollipop, because the, you know, she licked it and the tongue is in the head, is heads,
but also Slow Motion is easily tails, also, like,
yeah, because she's working that back. It is going right now. Head, no, I'm gonna flip it. You can see it.
Ooh, right. Heads twice. It was meant to be, but I feel so bad. I need Juvenile to know that I also like it like that.
He knows.
Working that back. And I also don't know how to act. Slow motion coming. Slow motion.
I feel you. I absolutely feel you.
Listen.
This is my version of what we just did, too. Like, how you're feeling, this is how I am right now.
Oh, yeah. See, this for me right now. Super easy.
Before we move on, once again to Juvenile, to Juve the Great, you know, much respect for not only having Back That Ass Up and Slow Motion, both, you know, phenomenal songs, beyond phenomenal, but for keeping the, you know, the sort of message alive from Back That Ass Up to Slow Motion. You know, very much a spiritual successor to the song. Dealing with the same topic, but in a completely different way. You know, the artistry is just unmatched sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
how are you feeling about this matchup?
Well, you should start one on the other.
Go ahead. Yeah, who are you supporting? I would love to start this one off.
All right, so how are you? Because this is probably the hardest matchup for me. I would have sent these easily into the semifinals. Like, Holla Back Girl, so it fucking slaps. But We Belong Together was fucking another level. If we're going with what feels right in the summer, I think I'm going to have to go with holla back, girl Gwen Stefani. Because that shit was bananas. B A N A N A S.
I'll tell you right now, this was easy for me. Yeah, it's definitely holla back, girl. Off top is holla back, girl. Because I'm going to be honest with you, here's my thing, right? I think Mariah Carey is a beautiful singer. She got a lot of range. She got a lot of hits. But that song is real whiny. You know what I'm saying? It's real like, I need, like, we listen, don't you leave. We belong fighting here for you versus Gwen Stefani. It's like, hey, listen here, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You not just gone. And she let us know that this shit is bananas.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if everyone understood what shit she was. She wasn't talking about the beat. She was I don't know if anybody understands where I'm going with this. She was talking about
you were this. Talking shit and you didn't think that she would hear it?
That's not what I mean at all. But she was bragging on some boxes. I'll put it like that. She was saying that this box is bananas. You better act right. That's what she's saying. Mm-hmm. I like that energy. I love that energy from women in music. I'd be like, yeah, let these bum ass motherfuckers know that they better get it together. That's right. You let them know, Gwen. This shit is bananas.
Amelia, what's your top? Once again?
It's Holla Back, girl.
Hey, yeah. Is it a clean sweep, Ed? How do you feel?
It is.
Right on.
A Holla Back is champion?
Holla Back is the best Gwen Stefani song?
Oh,
by
no.
Far, maybe? Oh.
Yeah, no, I would
no,
say.
No.
No? You better not say Sweet Escape with Akon.
Oh, no.
What is?
So that's number two.
And it's only Gwen Stefani. It's not No Doubt.
It's I don't know. Yeah, no. It's between Luxurious and What You Waiting For.
That's another good one.
Oh,
it's all about Luxurious. I respect your opinion, but it's Holla Back, girl.
It's Holla Back.
All right. Hips don't lie. Hips don't lie.
Shakira,
stop it.
This ain't even it.
Stop it. Knock it off.
Hips don't lie. Does hips don't lie get the clean sweep?
Stop it. It's hips don't lie. Stop it. Knock it off.
Hey, easy for me to say. You know, we didn't lie, and neither did the hips. And you know what? They're moving on to the next round, and it was an easy sweep. Hopefully, another easy sweep. Boom Boom Pow versus You Remind Me. How do we think, guys? What's our vote?
I'm going You Remind Me, because I like that feeling.
I'm on a purpose.
You Remind Me gets it.
My purpose is to eliminate all the Black Eyed Peas songs as quick as possible. Amelia,
I do
want to
point out before Amelia votes, like really quick. Oh no, go ahead, Amelia.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fine.
It's nothing wrong with that. I will say that, like, while I love when women are like super, like, "Hey, you better act right" in their songs, I also love when men are like, "Real, like, hey, listen, you remind me, like, but I'm hurt, but you remind me of her, and I want to mess with you, but I can't because I'm still hurt, but I want to because you remind me of her, but I also can't because I like that sadness from men." In R&B, right. I like it.
It's a good song. And it was an easy. It was an easy song to vote for. You Remind Me is going on to our next round. But now we have a matchup that is gonna hurt me to the core. It's gonna be NSYNC versus Confessions Part 2 by Usher. And for me, easily, it's gonna be me gets the vote.
Okay.
And it's an unpopular
thing. Confessions.
I have a ship with this.
I'm going Confessions. It's not even. I feel like we're going to be getting out the coin toss. So get your phone ready.
Amelia, are you going coin toss or?
Yeah, we're going coin toss.
Hey. All right. How do we do it then? What's gonna be heads?
I don't know. Just keep it in order. NSYNC is heads. Usher is tails.
Okay. Right on. No one got to see that, so I'm gonna flip it tails. Again.
But I if mean, it goes to heads, then you gotta do it.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
If Usher okay, because now it's win. Heads.
So now it's tails one. Tails one. Tails one. A 2 out of 3 toss. All right. Yeah. That was only.
What was that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. That's only. It's gonna be made. Does not compete with Confessions Part 2. It's don't even listen. I
a summer banger. Like you listen to Confessions Part 2 not, in the summer.
Yes.
And also.
Yes. I listen to Confessions all, Part okay. 2 in the summer. I listen to Confessions Part 2 in the winter, the fall, the spring. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day. If a day is happening, I'm listening to Confessions.
I feel the same way. It's going to be me.
I mean, that's fine. It just don't hit. There's a bunch of other better Justin Timberlake songs than it's going to be me.
And that's fair. That's very fair. Now, we're going into a song or a matchup in which these might be their best songs. I don't agree with the Rihanna one. No. I think Rude Boy is her best song, but that's just me.
She's Rihanna's got too many bangers, but I don't even know this complicated song by Avril Lavigne.
Why you always gotta make things so complicated?
I don't care. I'm going Umbrella because I love Riri. It's Riri. I'm going Umbrella. It's Riri.
I might, it hurts because I kind of wanted to see how far we could get Avril Lavigne, but literally it's not making it past this round, I don't think. Is this a clean sweep for Umbrella?
Is it another?
I was going to pick Complicated.
That's fine. Ed? Oh my God.
Coin toss? Are we going coin toss?
Like, if I knew it was like this, I would have fucking voted for Complicated.
Coin toss? You're doing coin toss?
This is tough. Well, let me explain real quick. This is tough because part of the logic of Complicated is the best Avril Lavigne song, an Umbrella, is a very good Rihanna song, but I don't know if it's her best. In terms of the same logic that I've been using before, I think Complicated edges it.
But
this is like the Confessions Part 2,
mm-hmm.
where Umbrella is just too good.
It's iconic.
Yeah, and my vote is gonna go to Umbrella, but Avril Lavigne.
It
my
was a
heart,
very hard decision.
Yeah, it was a very. I feel kind of the same way like I did for Juve. To be honest,
mm-hmm. wouldn't Skater Boy be her bigger record of?
But it didn't come out in the summer.
Oh, that's how we're still doing. We're still doing summers. The Skater Boy is a banger. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that one I know.
I think Complicated resonates more with me. Maybe that's why.
I feel you.
Oof. Nelly Furtado to the fucking moon.
Oh, listen, so for the listeners out there, this next matchup is Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie versus Promiscuous Nelly Furtado. And I honestly feel like this is a clean sweep for Nelly Furtado, right?
You're fucking better.
I'm voting Promiscuous.
Yeah.
We're done with Dogecoin. Get a fucking Furtado coin and send that ship to the fucking
to the
Mars.
Moon.
Not the moon. The fucking Mars. Baby.
I feel you.
We
I respect
a title coin in this bitch.
I respect.
We've had more clean sweeps in this round than the buy-in, which means that buy-in was really a hard one. Congrats to all the people who made it on, like one of the contestants here right now. I got a feeling Black Eyed Peas versus my champion.
Well, I know who Steve's waiting for. Anything not Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling Black Eyed Peas. Anyone voting for that one?
I got a feeling it's a good song.
It is a good song.
It is such a good song.
Like it's a good song.
Musicality, artistry, everything in that song is so good.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, I will be going with Hot in Here.
Amelia, how are you voting?
I'm going with Hot in Here.
Yeah? You know that one?
hot aunt. See, right. when you sang it earlier, she remembered it.
Yeah. Honey and Confessions both did not deserve to be in the playing round, by the way.
Now hopefully this is the last time I do like a play-in tournament. We have a very good final eight. Our matchup is Lollipop Lil Wayne versus Hollaback Girl Gwen Stefani. And this one is going for Gwen Stefani for me. I might die down with the ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lollipop, mm-hmm. I said I'm going to die with the ship last round, and I'm going to continue again.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go Hollaback Girl.
Hollaback
Girl. I'm doing it.
Fair enough.
And you know what? Part of it is, even though I do love Lollipop, in the grand scheme of kind of using Edward's thing for this random one,
yeah,
of the Lil Wayne songs, it's like I don't think Lollipop is in that. Shit, I mean, he's got too many fucking songs, and that's part of the problem.
Very true.
In that, like, very true. And like even a top 10 of the greatest Lil Wayne songs, because he's got God. Jesus, I mean,
How good is Hustler Music, really quickly?
Come on,
One of my favorite Wayne songs.
Fireman? Come on, I mean, man.
I mean, the Carter 3 is fantastic and great.
I was going to say.
And it was. The Carter 2 is so, so good as well.
That's my favorite. That's my personal favorite. Because one of the biggest songs on fucking the Carter 3, like I said, it's not even Lollipop. You know, Lollipop kicked it off. Goddamn, Amelie? Oof. Oof.
Oh yeah,
we're really talking about this Lil Wayne song, and we're not even out of the gate though, because
it's gonna go down by ship. I feel like
we talked about a Millie, but we need to ask a Millia what her vote is.
I mean, oh, that's so original
transition. Terrific transition, by the way.
I'm going with Hollaback Girl
because it. Cause ain't no Hollaback Girl.
You know, this was just me and Denzel talking about Wayne was just foreshadowing the demise of Lollipop. It all makes sense in the grand scheme.
You never know. You never know.
I had a feeling.
Just like with this matchup, I really don't know what goes on. Hips Don't Lie, Shakira versus You Remind Me by Usher.
Hips Don't Lie. Really quickly, just like Axel Leon said in that Funkmaster Flex. Freestyle, the refraction looks good off the mirror, like Shakira's mirror. You know, Hips Don't Lie. Shakira takes it. Shakira's the number one for me. She's gonna take it all the way.
Listen,
I've said what I've said.
So I will be voting for You Remind Me. It's stupid, but I want to go down with this ship.
Okay.
And then after, I think Shakira is definitely one of the ones I favor for this. Amelia, is Shakira moving on, or are we gonna do a coin toss?
She is.
She is. You know, and she's a champion of the world. I swear, she's one of the best to do it.
Who voted? Oh yeah, you voted. You Remind Me. I was like, who voted? You Remind Me again.
I went down with the ship.
Hips Don't Lie. I respect that, man. Hips Don't Lie. But
fortunately, you know, Usher's not completely out of the tournament. He's in this next matchup. Confessions Part 2 versus Umbrella by Rihanna.
Ooh.
I think I have to vote for this Usher song. I don't think I've done it before.
I do as well. I have to vote for Confessions. Oh. I'm terribly worried that Confessions is going to be Hips Don't Lie.
It's tough.
I know. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. And I apologize.
Here's what I'll say. Just when I thought I had said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. And it wasn't Rihanna. Like, but listen, because I love Riri, but Confessions, man, that's a what? I'm playing Confessions right after we get done.
Yeah,
I need it.
This is, man.
Oh, come on now, come on
Amelia,
now.
I'm already. How do you feel?
I don't listen to Umbrella willingly.
Whoa,
that's understandable.
And it's also not the best Rihanna song. I'm just gonna say
no, definitely not.
So just like that, Confessions Part 2 got the four votes.
I will say, if that had been "Bitch Better Have My Money,"
it wouldn't have been a question.
Sorry, Usher. Rihanna would have won.
Yeah.
But it wasn't "Bitch Better Have My Money." So I'm just saying. But if it had been, what?
We have one of the craziest matchups right now, the battle of the Nelly.
Are we
going Nelly or Nelly Furtado? Promiscuous versus Hot in Here. Hot in Her.
Listen, I said what I said earlier. We need a Furtado coin and blast that shit to the to Mars, Elon. If I go down with the Nelly Furtado ship, I go down happily.
I was saying, you're definitely, it doesn't look like it's going down because Nelly Furtado is going on. I'm definitely voting Nelly Furtado. Wow,
so it looks like the song I thought was going to take the entire thing. Just it goes down. And you know what? That's fine because Promiscuous is a fantastic song. Such a good bop. Such a good banger for the summer. I have no problem going down with that ship. Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado moves on. God. Our final four are insane. And I definitely feel like I might be going down on some ships right now. We'll find out. The final four, Holla Back Girl versus Hips Don't Lie. I'm going down with the Gwen ship. Holla Back Girl for me.
Someone go next because I can't do it yet.
Hips Don't Lie. Okay. Reflection of the blood like Shakira Mira. Again.
Okay. I like that. Amelia, do you go? I don't know yet. This is tough.
I'd rather leave Holla Back Girl behind so that way Promiscuous can thrive. So I'm going to go with
him. Oh,
wait, so are you voting Shakira?
Yeah, you're like, you're bobbing and weaving. Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to take Promiscuous all the way.
Oh, is that? Man. Oh, okay. So now we know what's happening.
It's on me.
Yeah.
It's on me. And
it might not even be on you because if you vote for Holla Back Girl, which you have every right to, and I wouldn't blame you for, it's going to go to the coin toss. And at that point, the universe takes over.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, you got your phone near you?
I do.
You're going to have to use that motherfucker because I'm going with Holla Back Girl.
I love it.
I need to let the universe go for it. If Amelia hadn't gone Hips Don't Lie, I think I would have gone it. But I need the universe to decide on this one.
I wasn't trying to do that.
You know, let the universe decide. And if it's not the universe and it's just Steve Jobs, you know, integrating himself into the iOS network, then let him decide. Oh, it's right, fine with me.
Since the hips are near or is near the ass, I'm going to go Shakira's Tails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh fuck. Okay. That's 2 out of 3. All right. Holla Back Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Got the first. And just like that, Holla Back Girl moves on. She got the
universe.
I am heartbroken. I'm not gonna lie to you. I am heartbroken. I don't know.
That wasn't easy.
That was an easy decision.
In my head, I was definitely doing I'm on tonight. In my head, so I was like, man, I said, what?
I know.
But then it's Back Girl. And again, that energy, man, the universe decided, universe.
The energy for both songs is off the charts. They're so good. But for me, I would fucking stomp the yard for Holla Back Girl versus
Hips Don't Lie. One of those joints. It's definitely one of those joints. You can stomp the yard. Yeah. Okay, now here we go.
Confessions Part 2 versus Promiscuous.
Here's the thing. Confessions is a classic.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest songs, in my opinion, ever made. Especially from Usher. That's high in his catalog, and he's got a lot. I mean, I like Promiscuous, I do, because you got Timbaland on the beat, that Timbaland and his pop bag, that's dangerous. I fuck with Nelly Furtado. She still got
him on the hook.
Man, you got I'm just saying.
Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me. That's an absolute banger.
I'm going down again.
If I go down, I'm going down with the ship. Ooh. Me and my father, he's with me. We're going with Nelly Furtado.
All right, so there's one vote for Nelly Furtado. Amelia, you said you also wanted Nelly Furtado. Okay,
we're pushing her through.
Steve, what are you doing? What are you doing, Steve?
I am going Usher.
Okay. Great. God damn it, man. Damn it. Okay. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
You get the phone out?
You still got your phone by you?
You know you can shake your ass to Promiscuous in the club. You cannot do that with Confessions.
Yeah, but listen. But here's the
Confessions
thing.
Defies logic.
Here's the thing. Amelia, with that song "Confessions," right? Even though that song is representative of Jermaine Dupri's life, it also has the whole thing with Usher when he cheated on Chili, and it's got a lot of betrayal in it, right? But it's also one of those songs that, even though women hate cheating, there's not a person on this planet that's not gonna sing their fucking heart out when Confessions Part 2 comes on. I could sing that in the car with my lady and just, we would just, man, ooh, I mean, it's just like, I have to do it. I have to leave it to the universe. I do love when asses shake, I do. But that feeling that Confessions gives me, man, on the inside, even as a seasoned hoe like myself, this guy go to the universe.
Get the phone out. You gotta get the phone out.
Get that phone out.
So since the promiscuous girl shakes her hips, she will be Tails. We'll go best 2 out of 3. 1 for Usher. 1 for Promiscuous Girl. And just like that, Promiscuous Girl.
That's fair. That's fair.
No hard feelings, Usher. You made it. You had multiple songs on the tournament. You should be so honored. You had the bops. You just couldn't make it on. But guys, we have two songs here that that era.
I think you're going to be going down to a coin toss.
Two songs that I did not anticipate would make the finals, and here we are. This is why we love this show. We love the show because we never have the universal opinion. Gwen Stefani's "Holla Back Girl," Nelly Furtado's "Promiscuous," and you know what? I'm riding or dying with Gwen Stefani.
As am I.
Okay, that means Ed's going for Nelly. Yeah. Okay.
I would not.
I respect it. What about you, Amelia? This was tough for you, Amelia. You didn't know which way you were gonna go for this one. You didn't know. That's why you wanted the other song to win and not "Holla Back." So what you gonna do? I really wanna know.
Chuck was not going to happen like that. Maybe I know how to back.
I think I could put you for a "Holla Back Girl," right?
You so can't put me for anything yet, sir. I'm still deciding my goddamn self.
Don't you
force me to make a decision. These two amazing songs.
It's hard.
It was for me. I'm trying to figure out why. Promiscuous, it hits, but then the "Holla Back" got that oomph. It's got that I don't know. What are you gonna do, Amelia? What you gonna do?
I'm picturing driving around in my 1999 Sentra, and I'm thinking which song that I'm blasting to with the windows down.
Mm-hmm.
It's promiscuous girl.
Wow. Promiscuous. Okay. Okay. Because this is a few times run around that track, but she's a promiscuous girl.
Man, wherever you are.
Man. You know what? You know, we let a lot of songs end up in the universe's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I'm going to ask you one last time.
Yeah.
Do you have your phone by you still?
I do.
And in that case, I'm going to go holler back, bro. Let's go to the universe.
All right.
Fair enough.
So, guys, we fucking did it. We have the fates of Google decide for us what it is. And since the shit is bananas, Gwen Stefani will be Tails. Best 2 out of 3. Or should we do 3 out of 5?
2 out of 3 is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Promiscuous girl won so far. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Summer Songs of the 2000s.
There it is.
Promiscuous. Nelly Furtado.
I mean, a huge shout out to my father. A huge shout out to Los Lonely Boys.
This wouldn't be possible without Edward's dad, you guys.
It wouldn't. I would have voted against Nelly Furtado plenty of times if it wasn't for that.
And listen, what a song to win, because Loyalty. Promiscuous was in the play in. They had an extra round they had to win, and then they went through hot songs. Really, the Titans.
It beat Titans. It beat Hot in Here. It beat Confessions Part 2. I mean, that's
I'm still playing Confessions after this.
I can't
play slow motion after this.
Hey, that's definitely coming on. Let y'all know that right now.
And legitimately,
you should definitely blow up Promiscuous on YouTube, but mute it so that way we don't get.
No, they stole it from the video. They stole it from the video itself. Like, not stole it. They censored it from the video. They saw it because we were talking over, and they got us.
Who's the band that plays Pumped Up Kicks? Foster the People, is that their name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the label that does that. It's the label that does
it.
Yeah, it's definitely the label that takes that turn.
Sony, I bought a PS5 fair and square. Let us slide, babe.
Well, we got away with it because we're a comedy podcast. And so they're like, all right, that's fine.
I mean, at least we're trying to be, guys. You know.
I know how we can save this.
Big brain. Oh, I know what Amelia's doing. She's using her big brain.
Trying to burn my green screen. This is spoiled.
Let's go.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I knew it. Big brain. I love it. Because she's really listen. The fact is she's still pulling in, she's averaging 13.4 million monthly listeners, and she hasn't dropped, she hasn't breathed on a new fucking track since all that shit came out. That is impressive.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say. But, and she's like, look, man, listen, Nelly Furtado, you got it. Gwen Stefani, holla back, girl. Listen, I love it, but I'm not mad. The universe went ahead and chose Nelly Furtado. It could have gone either way, and that's what makes it fair.
Yeah, the universe didn't make it close. The universe did not make it close. They went Nelly Furtado back.
Yeah, you definitely got both coin sides for her quick.
It was a clean sweep.
Wasn't even suspenseful.
Yeah, it was, and honestly, we should be so proud of Holla Back Girl for making it this far. I thought it was going to be, and I think I said it too, it was going to be a semi-final out. Like, it was not going to make it.
But I can tell you were surprised when I chose it a couple of times. You weren't expecting that.
Every time I was like shocked. My jaw was on the floor.
I fuck with Holla Back Girl. Gwen Stefani, especially back then, I was like, I really fuck with you. And that's a good joint. Like, I'd bang that in the car today proudly.
You might. Proudly. You might. It might be coming on.
Proudly. Man, it just might. I got to sequence it right because it's such an upbeat song, and I'm definitely about to be on some slow shit, but I'm going to get it in.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
It is.
All of these songs I can't really hate on except for all of the Black Eyed Peas songs. So the fact that one of them didn't win, you know, is a victory for me.
Small victories, huh? Little victories, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is probably the best one.
Yeah. Agreed, Denzel.
This was a good one.
This was the best one. A lot of surprises I didn't think were going to happen, including myself. You know, found out some things about myself.
I surprised myself with some of the ones I picked. Like, what did I pick over Lollipop?
You picked Back Girl over Lollipop.
I did. That's a good song.
I picked Promiscuous over Confessions.
You did. Whew. That's a man. What a run.
Again,
hey, this one was good.
What a run. And I can't wait.
Defying Logic.
Like, yeah, I can't wait for moments like this to happen again with the other categories that we'll be competing or debating on. But it's time to close the show out. So let's do some plugs. You can follow me at Steve_Sotelo on Instagram only and Facebook. But I'll be changing that soon. So we'll see.
We're working on getting you on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
You did promise the people you would do a TikTok.
You know what? When I have an appointment on Wednesday to legally change my name. Once I do that, maybe I'll get a tickety talk.
Tickety talky.
Yeah. Speaking of trying to get me a tickety talk, Amelia.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Goddess de Amelia. You can also follow me on Twitter at Amelia Whistles. See you guys soon.
Don't follow me. I don't want the follows. Go listen to Promiscuous. Go listen to I'm Like a Bird. 13.4 mil is not enough. Nelly hasn't recorded anything since what? 2010s, something like that.
2000s. 2006 is when that album dropped.
That's her last album.
Man, that's impressive. That is so impressive.
Speaking of impressive, then, you've got some really good photos on your Instagram.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can follow me on. And you can follow me at Sir Solomente on Instagram. That's where I post all my photography stuff. And even though there's not too many people on there, I do photograph people. So it's kind of a new thing. I will be opening the floor to people who would like to hire me to take their photos. You can DM me to talk about it. And we can get you some hot shit going on out there. And on Twitter, I'm just here for the shits and giggles. I'm here for a good time. I'm a long time. So all I do is post silly shit on there, and that's what's always going to be the case. You can also follow me on there at Sir Suavemente, and let's have a good time. Okay, that's it.
Hell yeah! A couple people who weren't on the show today: Ezra Partier on Instagram or at Lester Pips and at Fake News_Comedy to see his shows that he does on the side. Great shows, they're fantastic. He's a great funny guy. At Adam R. Mack too. He's also part of the Fake News. He wasn't here today, but you know, he's got some really good shit out. He just came out with a new song today. So peep that. Outside of that, you can follow all of our stuff everywhere. We got a Tickety Talk, we got a Twitter, we got a Instagram, we got a Facebook. And you can follow that at Go Finger Guns. All right. Well, hey, thank you for listening to the whole show.
Can I leave them with just one final thing? If I want them to take anything
Yes.
From these brackets. I just want everybody to know that I like it like that. She's working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion.
You heard it right from the source, folks. Denzel likes it like that. Like what? You find out for yourself. With that being said, good night, everyone, or goodbye. We'll see you next week.